They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our...
Hey, it's Mike Rohn. If I have a choice, I like to do business with companies that actually stand for something. That's why I switch from Verizon to Pure Talk. No offense to Verizon, I'm sure they stand for something. I just don't know what it is. Pure Talk, on the other hand, is a veteran-owned company that supports our military in a big way, and I appreciate that. Yeah, I also appreciate unlimited talk and text and plenty of data for half the cost of the big guys. And I do like being on America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. But what I really appreciate is no contract, no cancellation fees, and Pure Talk's commitment to handle all their customer service in this country. I saw it for myself. I went to Georgia, I got a tour of their headquarters, I met their CEO, and I talked to the same customer service folks that you'll talk to when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Switch today and save 50% off your first month when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Pure Talk. A wireless company that actually stands for something.
Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A House committee has taken up the mega bill after it passed the Senate with Vice President J.D. Vance casting the tie-breaking vote. It follows a marathon session and party infighting over massive cuts to programs like Medicaid to pay for tax breaks for the wealthy. President Trump getting closer to finalizing his domestic agenda.
President Trump on social media said there's much to be proud of after the Senate narrowly passed his tax and budget bill. The president urged House Republicans to come together, saying they have to ignore their, quote, occasional grand standards and do the right thing and pass the legislation and get it to his desk by July 4th. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
In New York City, jurors in the Sean Diddy Combs sex trafficking trial have sent a sixth note to the judge since starting deliberations yesterday. Volatile storms impacting airports on the East Coast for a second day. More than 900 flights, according to FlightAware, have been canceled nationwide just today. This is ABC News. Jimmy Swaggart, a top televangelist of the 1980s, has died.
The mission of the Church of the Living God today is to live for Jesus.
Born to a preacher in Faraday, Louisiana, first cousins with singers Jerry Lee Lewis and Mickey Gilly, Jimmy Swaggart claimed to have first heard the Word of God when he was eight. His fiery Pentecostal preaching and gospel singing grew a massive television following. And then, in 1988, Swaggart was caught on camera with a New Orleans prostitute. A tearful TV apology followed.
I have sinned against you, my Lord.
He resigned from the Assemblies of God but kept his ministry going. Jimmy Swaggart was 90 years old. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
In New York City, final results of the Democratic mayoral primary are in, showing self-described Democratic Socialist Zohran Mamdani has won the primary race, beating former Governor Andrew Cuomo. It puts him on the ballot against independent and current Mayor Eric Adams and Republican Curtis Sliwa, and possibly Cuomo as an independent. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Progressive's AutoQuote Explorer lets you easily compare direct rates from different insurance companies, so you can be confident you're getting the right one, even if it's not with Progressive. Way more confident than you were when you bought that TV in the parking lot. It just happened to not come in a box or include a remote. And when you finally managed to turn it on, all it displayed was the menu of Grumpy's Tacos. So use Progressive's AutoQuote Explorer and be confident you're getting insurance that's right for you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Find what you love. Love what you find. A Total Wine and More. There's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer. Thousands of wines. Guys in the know when price is so low. It just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love. And love what you find.
With curbside pickup and delivery available, you'll always find what you love, only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly sunny the rest of today. Temperatures in the low 80s. Mostly clear tonight, low around 63. Sunshine and 87 for Wednesday, some afternoon showers and storms possible. For Wednesday night, scattered storms and a low of 65, high near 85 on Thursday. For the 4th of July, mostly sunny with a high around 88. Right now, it's 84.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Bob Haig. At the Capitol, Republican co-chairs of the legislature's Joint Finance Committee are satisfied with a budget compromise containing tax cuts. JFC co-chair Senator Howard Markline of Spring Green.
$1.5 billion that I believe will touch virtually every citizen in the state of Wisconsin in some way.
The budget bill now goes to the full legislature where the votes of state Senate Democrats may be required for passage on Wednesday. Universities of Wisconsin System President Jay Rothman says the roughly $240 million funding increase in this state budget marks the largest overall increase in over two decades for the UW system. The fatal shooting of a police officer bringing attention to an officer shortage in Milwaukee. Wisconsin Radio Network.
We're fired up for the 4th at Fleet Farm with deals that'll help you celebrate in style. Save $200 on a Traeger Woodridge Pellet Grill. On sale now for $699.99. Stay hydrated with 8 packs of Gatorade, 2 for $15. And get 1 gallon 4-packs of Liquid Pool Shock for just $14.99. Get ready for Independence Day with these specials and more at your local Fleet Farm. And check out all the items in our weekly ad, backed by our best price guarantee at fleetfarm.com.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chenfit Smith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Those services begin with the decisions you make now, taking the pressure and stress away from those closest to you by pre-planning with the pre-planning specialists at Chenfit Smith. You can even prepay and take that financial burden away too. Go to chenfit-smith.com and get your questions answered about pre-planning or to schedule your personal appointment today. They do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chenfit Smith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. The JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand, and Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. Compeer Financial is warning its customers of scam phone calls that appear to be coming from a Compeer Financial number. The caller is identifying themselves as a member of the Compeer fraud team and is requesting confidential information related to clients' accounts. Compeer is reminding customers they will never call, email, or text you asking for account passwords, usernames, social security numbers, or other personal information. If you receive a call like this, you are to hang up and call Compeer directly to report it. Charges have been filed against a woman accused of stealing funds from an Eau Claire nonprofit. According to reports, Kayla Seidel stole thousands from the Wellness Shack Mental Health Center. Charges against Seidel include theft in a business setting. She's expected to appear in court tomorrow. Many Wisconsin drivers may be noticing a decrease in prices at the gas pump this week as the July 4th holiday weekend approaches. AAA says the average price of fuel in the Eau Claire area is now at $2.93 a gallon. That's a drop of about 8 cents per gallon from last week. Here in the Durand area, the average cost is about $2.96 a gallon. The average cost of a gallon of regular fuel in the rest of the Badger State, also at $2.96 a gallon. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is asking residents and visitors to take extra precautions out on the water this 4th of July weekend. Officials say the state's rivers and lakes are high right now because of all of the recent heavy rainfall. Recreation Warden Joseph Mulrooney warns that rising waters can make rivers unpredictable by changing currents and carrying more debris. DNR officials will also be joining the nationwide Operation Dry Water Initiative this weekend. It's an effort to crack down on boating under the influence. You're listening to WRDN News.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
For excellence in auto body work and paint jobs, there's only one name to see, JKO Auto Body Shop of Durant. Because JKO Auto Body Shop strives for excellence in every job they do. You'll know that when your car is repaired by JKO Auto Body Shop that is in back-to-factory specifications from the parts to the paint. And it will last, too. JKO works with all insurance companies. From body work to paint jobs, excellence is what you'll find at JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durant.
A Mondovi man was injured and arrested after a one-vehicle accident Sunday in the town of Gilmanton. According to the Buffalo County Sheriff's Department, rescue crews were sent to the scene on Highway 88 near Lieberman Road and found a vehicle driven by 58-year-old Edward Steiner of Mondovi off the road. Steiner was taken to Mayo Clinic in Eau Claire, and after investigation of the accident, deputies determined alcohol was likely a factor. Steiner was arrested for OWI, third offense. Arcadia police say more arrests may be coming following a large-scale weekend fight. According to reports, a fight involving 20 to 30 people broke out just after 1 a.m. Sunday at the Memorial Park Pavilion. Four people were taken to a local hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. A suspect who police say was armed with a machete during the fight was later arrested. The National Weather Service says another tornado was confirmed in Wabasha County last Wednesday. The second tornado was an EF0 with maximum winds of 50 miles an hour and went approximately 2.7 miles just south of Lake City. This is the second tornado confirmed on the ground in Wabasha County from last week's storms. The first was an EF1 with 100 mile per hour winds and destroyed a home northeast of Zumburo Falls. The deadline to lock in Wisconsin's biennial budget has passed. State lawmakers failed to approve the two-year spending plan before yesterday, meaning the budget has not been delivered on time for the first time in 8 years. However, Republicans and Governor Evers did reach an agreement overnight on funding for things like child care, public schools, Universities of Wisconsin funding, and tax cuts. The state's Joint Finance Committee will be meeting this morning to put the finishing touches on the spending plan, meaning the full Assembly and Senate could vote on it as early as tomorrow. You're listening to WRDN News.
How do you measure the human spirit? In pounds? In milliliters? In the distance traveled between yesterday and today. Or maybe there's no way to measure the human spirit, because as you remind us every day, it simply has no limit. Learn more about how we care for your whole body, mind, and spirit at AdventHealth.com.
Have you ever worried about what would happen if you or a loved one needed help but couldn't reach a phone? Help is just a push button away with 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom's medical alert systems. Installed by professionals, you're guaranteed to stay connected 24/7. New technologies follow seniors' activity and don't even require you to be wearing a device. You can be confident your family is safe with fast response times and a variety of sensors. Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Visit wwt.net/medical or call 231-2000.
A legendary Wisconsin Dells attraction is turning 80 years old. The Wisconsin State Journal reports the Army Ducks started in 1946 when Milwaukee native Melvin Flath bought two of the amphibious assault vehicles and brought them to the Dells. Since then, the Flath family has bought more than 150 of the vintage vehicles. The Ducks tour the lower Dells and the Wisconsin River, letting visitors see the canyons carved out by the river. A special celebration is set for the 4th of July, including a cookout and fireworks. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Hey, get in.
What? Who are you?
I'm Future You.
Constipation with belly pain still coming back?
Yeah.
Mia, our doctor figured it out. She said it's irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, and Linzess could help you get ahead of it.
Linzess Linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Trackhouse and Suarez to part ways. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today. All the car parts you need at prices you'll love, guaranteed to fit every time. eBay, things people love.
Welcome.
It's about to get pretty wild here.
To more where that came from.
Go get it done.
More fresh starts.
Green, 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 green.
And fantastic finishes. More risk.
Trouble, three.
More reward. More chaos, more chills, and more thrills. Welcome to more what you asked for and a whole lot more to come. Welcome to NASCAR. The NASCAR Cup Series brought to you by Coca-Cola at the Chicago Street Course, Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern on TNT Sports.
There's nothing like when you get that part from eBay and it just fits. Yeah, the first time. So you can do less of this. And get right back to more of this. At eBay, you'll find all the parts you need, guaranteed to fit, at prices you'll love. Sounds good, doesn't it? eBay. Things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Trackhouse Racing and driver Daniel Suarez have mutually agreed to part ways at the end of the NASCAR Cup Series season. Both of the Mexico Natives Cup wins have come while driving the team's number 99 Chevrolet at Sonoma in 2022 and Atlanta last year. Currently 29th in the standings, the 33-year-old would need a win to compete in the playoffs, while his teammates Ross Chastain and Shane Van Gisbergen have already qualified. The 2016 Xfinity Series champ was the organization's first hire when they launched in 2021. I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-517-9383. That's 800-517-9383. 800-517-9383.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Big changes in Brew City basketball. Good afternoon. I'm Doug Russell with sports. There were whispers of the Bucks having something up their sleeves when it came to how to make up for the loss of Damian Lillard for the upcoming season. Lillard expected to miss most, if not all, of the 2025-26 campaign with a torn Achilles tendon. What would that mean for the team? What would it mean for Giannis? Well, that trick up general manager John Horst's sleeve was played as the Bucks shook the NBA world today by coming to terms with 10-year veteran and longtime Indiana Pacers center Miles Turner. He gets a 4-year, $107 million pact. Turner replaces Brooke Lopez, who left for the LA Clippers yesterday. To afford Turner's deal, the Bucks then turned around and waived the injured Lillard, spreading out the cap hit of the $113 million left on his deal over the next 5 years. And then another deal was swung and another fan favorite was sent out. Pat Connaughton traded to Charlotte in exchange for point guard Vasily Micic, who may try to work out a buyout of his deal. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A coaching legend earns national honors, plus off-season hoops and wrestling news. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Wisconsin Dells, the water park capital of the world. More high school sports news after this.
Wondering what makes Wisconsin Dells the perfect summer getaway? Let's find out. Let's splash. Let's play. Let's try something completely new. Let's make sure we do this again next year. Hey, I'm working up an appetite. Let's eat. Need a guys' weekend? Let's do guy stuff. Need a girls' weekend? Let's go, girls. Need a family getaway? Let's have some together time. Wisconsin Dells. Let's make this the best vacation ever. Go to wisdells.com and start planning your trip to the water park capital of the world today.
Former Wanakee football coach Pat Rice was recognized at the National High School Athletic Coaches Association National Coach of the Year for football at the group's annual banquet last week in Rapid City, South Dakota. The selection was based on longevity, service to high school athletics, honors, championship years, and winning percentage. During Rice's 32 years as the head coach at Wanakee, his teams won 7 state championships with 5 runner-up finishes, adding 22 conference titles as he finished his career with a record of 342 wins and just 44 losses, for the highest winning percentage of any football coach in state history with a minimum of 200 wins. Rice was nominated for the national honor by the Wisconsin Football Coaches Association, where he was a 2014 WFCA Hall of Fame inductee. Also, in case you missed it last week, the WIAA voted down basketball proposals for a shot clock as well as state tournament expansion. With that settled, the WIAA did release the division and sectional assignments for the 2025-26 boys and girls basketball seasons, which can be found at wisports.net. The association did pass a wrestling plan that reorganizes how division and sectionals are determined, increases the total number of qualifiers, and eliminates the regional level of competition. Visit wisports.net for more info on the plan. This has been a wisports.net Minute. Check us out online at wisports.net.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Gerisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish and coming at you from the Fleet Farm Studio. Wisconsin's wild turkey hunters this spring registered more than 50,000 birds during the six-week season. That's only the fifth time in 43 years that the spring harvest exceeded 50,000. More turkey hunting details when we return, but first... You fish the same waters year after year, but what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake, know the species, size, and abundance, get expert local insight, navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports, make your own with Onyx Fish. Patrick Durkin reports in the latest edition of Wisconsin Outdoor News that Badger State hunters registered 50,287 wild turkeys this spring, the fifth best total since the inaugural 1983 season. That kill was only 447 shy of 2024's total of 50,734 and about 2,600 birds below the record of 52,880 back in 2008. Seasons like this one in 2025 consistently make Wisconsin number one for turkey hunting, even ahead of more traditional states like Alabama and Texas. The DNR chalks up the wild turkey's ongoing population surge to good weather the past 3 years. That's included 3 straight non-winters across much of the Badger State, and turkey broods enjoyed mostly dry, mild temperature nesting conditions in May and June the past 3 years. The DNR made a record 246,000 permits available this spring, and of the 42 total turkey hunting permit periods, only 4 did not sell out. From the Fleet Farm Studio, this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200, $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code MOVE to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code MOVE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code MOVE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly sunny the rest of today. Temperatures in the low 80s. Mostly clear tonight, a low around 63. Sunshine and 87 for Wednesday. Some afternoon showers and storms possible. For Wednesday night, scattered storms and a low of 65. High near 85 on Thursday. For the 4th of July, mostly sunny with a high around 88. Right now, it's 84.
They're calling it the big, beautiful bill, and there's been a lot of work on it in Washington, D.C. on the Senate side, trying to get those votes that they did need. But having said that, how does this all come back to agriculture? Good afternoon. You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Susan Littlefield, and Mike Suzzolo is joining us. Mike is with Global Commodity Analytics. And to kind of break this down, really, this bill has had a lot more effect, I think, on the soybeans than it has the corn, Mike.
Yeah, and it started, Susan, with the EPA proposal where the ethanol demand, corn blended ethanol, actually went down a little bit in the time period between now and 2030. Whereas, you know, we had that huge increase in biodiesel and especially the advanced biodiesel. And so we have crossed a big hurdle with the Senate passing this vote. But I would say the biggest hurdle is yet to come in the House of Representatives. And so I would say to the listener out there in the bean oil and the canola oil, especially, be ready for big, beautiful volatility here in the next 10 days as they try and push this over the finish line in Washington. Because we saw on the trade Tuesday, I think, a very clear pattern of canola leading the soybean oil from being in the red in the case of soybean oil to sharply higher moves of 2 to 2.5% in the deliverable July bean oil contract. And that was thanks to a 3.5 to 4% move up in the canola market. And I think that was directly related to the passage of that bill. And it started to move really and move up sharply as we heard that Vice President Vance was probably going to be able to use the tie-breaking vote to get it across the finish line.
Well, looking at that, if we didn't have that to focus on, would we be focusing more still on the acreage stocks and how the corn condition numbers increased?
Yeah, I really think so, because I think those stocks and acreage numbers were very telling for the soybeans by the stocks being over a billion bushels slightly. While that was within the trade estimates, it was above the average trade guess, and I think it just reiterated the idea that we still got demand issues in the beans for the export market, and we're not sure what's going to happen in the domestic market because soy meal on Tuesday made a new low, went down its lowest level since April 2016, believe it or not. And the acres weren't much better. Many in the trade colleagues that I work with were thinking bean acres were going to be smaller. I was not part of that group. I just didn't see it because of the difference in planting structure between the Eastern Corn Belt and the Western Corn Belt. So not getting those smaller bean acres, I think, reversed the July no bean spread. We're closing up Tuesday with July beans at 1024 and November beans at 1026. We've actually now built back into the beans a carrying charge after, I think it was just a couple weeks ago, we were 25, 30 cents premium in the July contract.
So looking at the fact that weather is also looming out there, and, you know, I want to kind of rewind about 2.5, 3 weeks ago, Mike, all the weather folks were saying, ooh, it is going to be hot. It's going to be dry into the start of July, and we're going to have issues. Now we are the 1st of July, and they're talking some rain from the Rockies all the way through to the East Coast.
Yeah, I think this is going to be the number one mover of the prices in the next 10 days. I'd set it up this way, Susan. I don't think that we're at that 181 plus or 52 plus national corn and bean yield yet. I think the trade is trying to price that in, especially in the corn, because the trade knows the bean conditions are not nearly as good as the corn, because USDA conditions, as you put it earlier, jumping 3 points puts us at the best good to excellent since 2018, I think. And so we priced out a bigger yield in corn, but the models aren't in agreement right now. And the NOAA 6 to 10 day forecast that came out right after the reports came out on Monday said wetter and not as warm. And not all models are in agreement with that. And I think there is enough dryness in the Western Corn Belt and enough wetness in the Eastern Corn Belt, coupled with that wetness creating some very big vegetative issues on some of the vegetative indexes I keep track of. I think it's going to take 10 good days of weather to get us to those national yields that I think the trade's already pricing in, especially for corn.
What about as we switch gears and look at the livestock, this big drop that we've seen within the cattle complex today?
We almost knew it was going to happen. You and I have talked about it a lot, that the funds probably bought into this market aggressively with the screwworm closing the U.S.-Mexico border and that feeding the cattle bull, the feeding the cattle supply bull. Now that we're opening that up in stages, based upon USDA's latest information, if all goes well, and I think that's a big if. And the other big if is Del Rio and Laredo, Texas, the two biggest ports, are not going to be opened up till mid-September, I believe it is, early to mid-September. We are going to have a tight supply all the way through that. So with that being said, I think it's really up to the funds to decide if they really want to unwind their record long positions, net long positions in the feeders now that this border looks like it's going to open up. If you use the crude oil as a marker or as a template, they did really beat the crude oil up badly once they thought that the Middle East peace was coming and the 12-day war was ending. I wouldn't be surprised to see feeders do that because of the funds and how they play this game. So I'm looking at the monthly lows in the fats and the feeders. That's what I'm going to be talking about this next rest of this week with the clients and subscribers I work with.
And I find it interesting that the New World screwworm and opening up these border spots, yes, it's being talked about in the trade today, but it doesn't have as much of an impact as it kind of had in the ripple effect yesterday.
Yeah, I think that's right. And I think also we still have the issue with the packer capacity and backing up nearby supplies, tightening our available supply of meat during a critical time period of the summer grilling season, and then coming on with more supplies probably down the road. And I think that's where the feeder cattle market would suggest the same thing with how the recent auctions have gone. And so it kind of is adding to the pressure of the third quarter and the fourth quarter, especially, I think, Susan, at this stage, whereas we may be able to hold in there with the cash prices pretty nicely for most of July.
Well, thanks so much for your comments and thoughts today. Again, just a reminder, a shortened holiday week this week with Friday being closed for the 4th of July holiday. Mike Zuzulo has been joining us this afternoon. And as always, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss, not suitable to all investors. And that's the Tuesday version of the market wrap up right here on the American Ag Network.
You are invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek, August 5th through the 7th for this year's Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, celebrating generations of progress with a chance to explore cutting-edge equipment and innovative technology, taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There are scheduled dairy tours, field demonstrations, hundreds of industry booths, and great family entertainment. Be there August 5th through the 7th. Bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
Local markets from Tuesday at Elsevia in Durand, cash corn 366, August 369, new crop 362, cash beans 945, August 950, new crop 937. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn 390, August 388, September 386, new crop 372. Pilgrim's Pride, Arcadia, cash corn 388, August 391, new crop 375. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 366, new crop 372, cash beans 954, new crop 957. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 368, new crop 372, cash beans 942, new crop also at 942. Red Wing Grains, cash corn at 386, August 388, September 381, new crop 383. Cash beans 981, August 984, September 965, new crop also at 965. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, Cash Corn 364, August 367, New Crop 369, Cash Beans 960, New Crop 961. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 217 to 238, Holstein fed cattle 188 to 209, market cows 110 to 155, bulls at 151 to 202, calves 500 to 1465, beef steers 180 to 600, Holstein steers also at 180 to 600, sheep markets light lambs 165 and down, market lambs 165 and down, ewes 125 and down, rams 75 and down, goat markets does 180 and down, bucks 210 and down. At Zumbrota, finished beef steers 225 to 236, finished beef heifers 225 to 236, finished dairy steers 201 to 225, market cows 124 to 145, market bulls 172 to 196. That is a check of markets. You're listening to WRDN.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by John Deere, proud partner of the FP Next podcast. Our modern agricultural system wouldn't be possible without the modern trucking industry. And truck drivers are poised to see some big regulatory changes in the coming months, thanks to some new policies at the Federal Department of Transportation. I'll have the details after this.
Any age, any make, any model, any way you look at it, you can get the right part at the right price by stopping by the one parts counter at your local John Deere dealership. Whether you need to replace a worn part or just need to stock up on maintenance and replacement parts, you can find it all at the one parts counter. Knowledgeable, friendly staff will help you choose from genuine John Deere, Reman, or A&I parts. Do yourself and your machine a favor. Stop by the one parts counter today at your local John Deere dealership.
I'm Kurt Arns, one of your co-hosts for FP Next. In this podcast, we dive into all aspects of the agriculture industry, from the field to the feedlot and pasture to policy. We aim to answer the burning question, what's next in ag? Join us every other Tuesday for quality reporting farmers can trust on the FP Next podcast, powered by John Deere. Find us anywhere you listen to podcasts or on farmprogress.com.
Last week, the U.S. Department of Transportation unveiled new initiatives and regulatory changes aimed at supporting America's truck drivers. These changes have earned enthusiastic support from industry groups like the Owner-Operator Independent Drivers Association, or OIDA, and the ATA, or the American Trucking Association. One of the biggest announcements is a $275 million federal investment in expanded truck parking. Todd Spencer, the president of OIDA, praised the initiative, saying there's currently only one truck parking spot for every 11 trucks on U.S. roads, a shortage that forces drivers to park unsafely on shoulders and ramps and parking lots. Truckers also scored a big regulatory win as the agency has withdrawn the controversial speed limiter proposal. This would have capped truck speeds below the normal highway flow. OIDA has argued against the mandate for years, saying it would make roads more dangerous by creating speed mismatches between trucks and passenger vehicles. In addition, the DOT announced two new pilot programs. One program allows truckers to split their 10-hour required rest period into more adaptable combinations, like 6 and 4 or 5 and 5. Another pilot will let drivers pause their 14-hour on-duty clock for between 30 minutes and 3 hours, which would provide critical flexibility for managing those truckers' schedules around both rest and road conditions. The Federal Motor Carrier Safety Association also emphasized removing red tape, pledging to eliminate outdated regulations that last year alone resulted in over 25,000 unnecessary violations. They say they're committed to maintaining exemptions from electronic logging device mandates for pre-2000 model trucks, and they're also planning a significant crackdown on unlawful double brokering. Now, OIDA wasn't the only trucking association to praise the new rules, with the American Trucking Association CEO Chris Spear, saying that these data-driven measures will help keep the industry safe and effective. I'll have more when we come back.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Big or small, in town or in the country, Prime Realty of Durand can help you find exactly what you need. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty. When you visit us online at primerealtymidwest.com, you'll find properties all across Wisconsin, and you can contact us with questions. Have a property to sell? Listing with Prime Realty means that you're working with the area's number one home seller. Like Prime Realty guys on Facebook or visit us at primerealtymidwest.com. Prime Realty, making your dreams a reality.
These new rules for truckers, released by the DOT last week, follow President Trump's executive order to streamline the industry, with Secretary of Transportation Sean Duffy saying these moves recognize the importance of truck transport to the American economy. Drivers should see some of the changes beginning immediately in coming weeks. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by John Deere, proud partner of the FP Next podcast. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Okay, does this happen to anybody else? You sit down with a juicy QPC, some McNuggets, and those golden fries from McDonald's. Then you take a long sip of your Sprite because you can still hear your mama saying, "Don't fill up on that drink before you eat your food." But you're grown now, so you do what you want.
Mix and match a quarter pounder with cheese, Big Mac, Filet-O-Fish, or 10-piece McNuggets. Get any two for just $7. Price and participation may vary. Single item at regular price.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the mid-60s. Partly sunny for tomorrow, maybe a stray storm, a high to the upper 80s. And near 90 on Thursday, another slight storm chance. A couple of storms around for the 4th of July, and temps in the upper 80s and muggy. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. We're sitting at 84 degrees right now.
Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
That's when she thinks she looks her worst. It's times like this, she don't know why I can't take my eyes off her. 'Cause she don't know she's beautiful. Never crossed her mind. She don't know she's beautiful. No, she's not that kind. She don't know she's beautiful. Though time and time I've told her. She don't know she's beautiful. Never crossed her mind. She don't know she's beautiful. No, she's not that kind. She don't know she's beautiful. Though time.
Couldn't wait to turn 16 and drive all the boys around. Foot on the gas and hands on the wheel was all I could think about. A little rust in the bed of that truck and a 4-speed on the floor. $500, it was mine, all mine, and I never wanted nothing more. I took Kenny down by the river with a $6 bottle of wine. Just a fool trying to play it cool, hoping she'd let me cross the line. And I was praying that she couldn't tell I'd never been that far before. The first time's a one-time feeling, and I never wanted nothing more. No, I never wanted nothing more. Well, I'm what I am, and I'm what I'm not. And I'm sure happy with what I've got. I live. Love and laugh a lot, and that's all I need. My buddies all tried to change my mind, but I told them that I thought it through. Well, Katie laughed and my mama cried when they heard me say I do. A little ring is a little thing, but it's all that I could afford. Now she's mine, all mine, till the day I die. And I never wanted nothing more. No, I never wanted nothing more. Well, I'm what I am, and I'm what I'm not. But I'm sure happy with what I've got. I live to love and laugh a lot, and that's all I need. One Sunday I listened to the preacher and I knew he was preaching to me. I couldn't help it, I walked up front and I got down on my knees. Right then and there, I swear, I changed when I found the Lord. Glory, hallelujah, good God Almighty, I never wanted nothing more. No, I never wanted nothing more. Well, I'm what I am and I'm what I'm not. And I'm sure happy with what I've got. I live. Love, laugh, laugh, and that's all I need. I never wanted nothing more. And I never wanted nothing
George and Tanner to Kenny and Doc. Real Country, 1430 AM, 107.3 FM, WRDN.
As I sit here surrounded by people and lights, along with my drink at the bar, you've been here forever, so clear in my mind. I just don't know where you are, but I know I'll find you. But girl, till I do,
This is my love song for you. Let's hold hands on the porch swing under the moon while the wind through the willows plays us a tune. We can lie on a blanket half back in the yard and wish for our future on a faraway star. As time after time, I press your sweet lips to mine. We can dance to the radio right up till dawn, till you drift off to dream in my arms. You might be hundreds or more miles away, might be just down the street, but there'll be a hunger deep in your eyes that I'll recognize when we meet. It might take hours or it might take years, but this is the song you will hear. Let's hold hands on the porch swing under the moon while the wind through the willows plays us a tune. We can lie on a blanket out back in the yard and wish for our future on a faraway star. You'll feel the passion as time after time, I press your sweet lips to mine. We can dance to the radio right up till dawn, till you drift off to dream in my arms.
Cheap, trucks don't wreck themselves. Mama ain't a shrink, dad ain't a bank, and God ain't a wishing well. Money ain't rich, everybody sins, and nobody wins in a fight. And sometimes wrong is right. Some of it you learn the hard way, some of it you read on a page, some heartbreak, most of it comes with age, and none of it ever comes easy. A bunch of it you maybe can't use. I know I don't probably know what I think I do, but there's something to some of it. Girls like to laugh, tears don't last, and scared's what praying's for. If it's close, swing to bat, everybody's got a pass, and love's worth living for. When you dance, hold it close, did a breaks go for broke, be the first to reach for a hand. No, you don't get to do some things again. Some of it you learn the hard way, some of it you read on a page, some heartbreak, most of it comes with age, and none of it ever comes easy. A bunch of it you maybe can't use. I know I don't probably know what I think I do, but there's something to some of it. Some of it
take it slow, cause time sure won't rid of me. She a man is being true to her till your glass runs out of sand. Some of it you learn the hard way, some of it you read on a page, some of it comes from heartbreak, most of it comes with age, and none of it ever comes easy, a bunch of it you maybe can't use. I know I don't probably know what I think I do, but there's something to some of it.
Country music you grew up with. Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Well, I lost my heart on the day we met, but I gained a lot that I don't regret. Then I hung around till you said I do. I knew I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you. Well, it changed my thinking when you changed your name, and neither one of us will ever be the same. And I swear I'm never gonna be untrue, cause I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you. If I didn't have you, I'd long ago been left in the dark out in the cold, blowing around from town to town like a feather. Didn't have you, I know I'd be floundering around like a ship at sea, lost in the rain of a hurricane, and that's where I'd have been. But I didn't get lost, cause I saw your light shining like a beacon on a cold dark night. Then the sun came up and the skies turned blue. No, I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you. Count my blessings every night I pray that the Lord lets me keep you just one more day. And every day he does, cause God knows too that I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you. If I didn't have you, I'd long ago been left in the dark out in the cold, blowing around from town to town like a feather in the wind. Didn't have you, I know I'd be floundering around like a ship at sea, lost in the rain of a hurricane, and that's where I'd have been. But I didn't get lost, cause I saw your light shining like a beacon on a cold dark night. Then the sun came up and the skies turned blue. No, I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you. Well, I've already said it, but I swear it's true. I know I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you.
Your windows rolled down and your hair's pulled back, and I bet you got no idea you're going way too fast. You're trying not to think about what went wrong, trying not to stop till you get where you're going. You're trying to stay awake, so I bet you turn on the radio and the song goes,
I can't live without you, I can't live without you, baby. I can't live without you, I can't live without you, baby, baby.
The highway won't hold
cell phone in your shotgun seat. Yeah, I bet you're bending God's ear talking about me. You're trying not to let the first tear fall out. You're trying not to think about turning around. You're trying not to get lost in the sound. But that song is always on, so you sing along.
I can't live without you, I can't live without you, baby. I can't live without you, I can't live without you.